Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Do you know the breakup move that's designed to keep you hooked and captive? Susan Winter here. Let me explain this move because it's brilliant and it's not to your advantage. Let's say you have any form of relationship. It is an official relationship. You are a couple and you break up. Even to you're in a situationship, it's non-defined, you're seeing each other, having sex with whatever, it's casual. But now your partner decides to end it and you're shocked because you like it. You want to stay in contact with them. If you're in a situationship or you're in a hookup situationship, you're hoping that if you can just keep seeing them, they'll get to know you and want you. It's just a matter of time. So they call it off. You're heartbroken, but you want to have another shot. And guess what? They tell you they want to stay in touch. They want to be friends. And they want to have contact because they care for you. And it's wonderful, but they can't give you whatever it is that they think or know that you want. So in your hope and in your imagination, you think, okay, well, I didn't get what I wanted, but the fact that they want to stay in touch with me, that's a good thing, right? I mean, maybe at least if we keep contact, I'll be able to communicate with them, and in time we can work it out. I can get back to at least where I was, or maybe I can get back to a higher position of importance, one of real priority, something I really want. So you actually agree to this. Because again, you're living on fumes, you're living on hope. And it sounds like it could be plausible, and you want to believe it's true. But this is the exact place that they want you, because now they have clearly cut off the ability to be in a relationship, either a formalized relationship or a situationship or a non-defined hookup. They have taken away whatever was your baseline, that's gone. So now you're accepting less because you're coming in at a lower position, with no expectation other than you hope that they give you some attention. So they have you exactly where they want you because you are now hooked. You are waiting with bated breath for whatever text message you get, whenever they want to see you, because you think that that's your way back in, but it is not. That is a downward spiral. It's a vortex to less and less and less. Because now you're their slave, you're at their command. And all the time you are hoping and wanting to believe that maybe it's going to be better and that if you just had a little more time, they'll get over their issue. Maybe if you back off and act like a friend, maybe if you just act like a friend, it'll take away their pressure, their fear, their insecurity. Oh, they're a commitment phobe, they're avoidant. I'll just back off and I'll pretend that I'm just hanging out casually and we'll see each other. But you know what's happening? If you want them and they don't want you the way you really, really, really want to be wanted, you're just digging yourself in a ditch. Because now they can give you even less than they gave you before, which you found so disagreeable, so confusing, so hurtful. Do not fall for this bait. It's a game. They've demoted you, admit it. You're not getting back on that ride. You don't want to be back on that ride. That's not a partnership person for you. Whatever they've got going on isn't something they had a chance to test drive you. They knew what you were like. Don't make excuses for that. No, they can't, they won't. That's it. Do we need to go into 1,000 reasons why? Do you need to open up YouTube and rifle through everything about they can't commit or they're avoidant? No, it is what it is. You had your chance to be with them. You saw who they were. You saw how they played. They're indecisive. They're whatever. That doesn't matter. It is the action that shows you what you must do next. You've been dumped. You didn't get what you wanted the first time. Do not make yourself hope or believe. Don't even allow a fragment of that hope to think the second time will be better. It will not. You turn your back, you walk away, you close your contact. You do not allow them back into your life. Even when they come tiptoeing back in, because they will, you put up with less the first time. Why won't you do it now? They have every right to give you even less. Because they've already told you, yeah? Stand up for yourself. This is not a person for a relationship with you. They know you. There is no second guessing for them. I hope this helps you. Please just walk away, close the door, and resolve it in your mind that you're never going to do again. Anything that looks, smells, feels like that is a no-go, and you evacuate much more quickly. When you are intentional about your dating, you will not put up with this stuff. If you're a little fuzzy on your dating, this is your wake-up call, because you're not being treated in a way that makes you feel good and honored. And there is that reality out there. Oh yeah, I know you think you may have to accept this because you think this is all you can get. No. People every day get partnered. People every day get married. People every day move in together. People every day make commitments to each other. You just need the right recipe for you, the right combination of disposition and intention from this other person. If you want help getting through the eye of the needle, because I know this one's a hard one to pull away from, because you're confusing hope with contact, chat me up, susanwinter.net. Get a consultation. We'll get through it. Take a look at Breakup Triage. It's fabulous. 33 minutes, audio booklet, free on Audible, a couple bucks on Amazon. It really is good. But remember, it is what it is. Don't give them any leeway. Don't let your hope blind you to the reality of what that was. Move forward. It is your wake-up call to move toward a rewarding, mutually beneficial, loving, committed relationship. Thanks, everyone.